arts, culture, and entertainment in the Coachella Valley. This is the Desert Scene with Bonnie G from the Mutual Broadcasting System. Here's Bonnie.
And welcome to the Desert Scene. So happy to have you here and happy to welcome to the show David Eggers, who is the director and choreographer of Nice Work If You Can Get It at CV Rep, which opens April 10th. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So this is so exciting for a couple reasons. First of all, I have several friends in the cast. Doug Graham, I work with all the time at Razzle Dazzle. Joyce Bolifant.
Oh, great.
A buddy. Tim Ewing has been in Razzle Dazzle. And Emily Unish also. So I've got some friends. I'm really excited about it. So tell us about, I know there's some wonderful music in this. It's wonderful, mm-hmm. It's marvelous, Someone to Watch Over Me, I've Got a Crush on
That's
You,
right.
Fascinating Rhythm. Tell us a little bit about the story.
I'd be happy to. Yes, so the story is really about a boy meeting a girl, you know, typical musical theater,
yeah.
Right? But it has some surprises and some delights along the way. The boy character, Jimmy Winters, he is a privileged, young, rich, playboy kind of a character who comes across a woman who is a bootlegger. This is all set in 1927. She's a tough broad, and she's making her way in the world doing something that mostly was done by men, and they meet, and lo and behold, they fall in love, and it's an unexpected relationship. It takes some twists and turns. They have to work really hard to figure out that they are actually meant to be together, and there's a lot of joy, laughter, and great choreography along the way.
Excellent. Now, this is a rather large cast. How many do you have in the cast?
I think it's 19.
Okay.
I was just looking at that. Yeah, it's pretty big.
So tell us about some of the challenges, both as a director and choreographer, of moving that many people around a stage.
You nailed it on the head. Yeah, every time we've got a full cast scene, it's a lot of moving people and a lot of story you're trying to tell and coordinating who's doing what. And they don't always all do the same thing at the same time, right?
Right.
So we've got a dancing group that is 8 people, and we've got all of our principals that are another 9 people. So yeah, 17 people total. Let me make that correction.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, today we're staging the bows actually after this interview. So
mm-hmm.
Everybody's dancing in the bows, and we've got some tap dancing and all kinds of delights coming everybody's way.
So is this the first time that you have worked at CV Rep?
It is, and I'm loving it here.
Yeah.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah, it's Palm Springs is a wonderful town, and CV Rep does wonderful, really, really wonderful shows. So tell us about, I'm looking at your credits here, a lot of New York Broadway stuff. Are you a New York mm-hmm. native?
I am not. I'm originally from the Midwest.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Indiana, and then I went to college in the Chicago area, and then I kind of bounced all around for about 5 years taking jobs as an actor mm-hmm. wherever I could get them, right? And then I moved to New York City and got my foot in the door there, and I stayed in the New York City area for about 25 years almost, and then we moved out to Salt Lake City. So we're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from a Palm Springs area now, and we love it there. We were ready to trade some skyscrapers for some mountains, and it's really a beautiful part of the country. We're happy to be it. But this is my first time in the Palm Springs area as well, and it's beautiful here.
Yes, it really is. A lot of people come, you know, for jobs or visits and end up moving here. It happens a lot. So tell me about your transition from actor into director and choreographer. How did that happen?
Yeah, so I've always been a musical theater guy. That's all I ever wanted to do. And my dream, I feel very fortunate to say that I got to live my dream. And singing, dancing, acting, all of that has always been my passion. Early on, I started working as a dance captain in a show,
mm-hmm.
which means that I'm in the cast, but I'm also the caretaker of the choreographer.
Right.
And then that parlayed into working as an assistant at some point. Then I became an associate choreographer. So assistant choreographer first, then associate choreographer, then assistant director and associate director. So I kept getting more and more responsibilities on the creative side. And the more I did that, the more I really loved that. Plus, mm-hmm. it's hard. You know, when you're dancing 8 shows a week, plus doing multiple rehearsals a week on a Broadway schedule, it's like being an athlete full time.
Yeah.
Where you are, you're performing extremely athletic, mm-hmm. An intense performance 8 times a week, and it takes a toll on your body. So as the decades started to pass, being on the creative side also looked more and more appealing for me physically as well, and I just love the creative aspect of it too. So that's how I moved into the creative side, and then I started doing my own directing and choreographing. I actually set the national tour of this show, Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Excellent.
And I was the original associate choreographer for the Broadway production of Nice Work If You Can Get It as well. So to revisit it here at CV Rep is truly a joy and a gift, and it's a show that I hold very dear to my heart. Now I'm getting to reinvent it and do my own original choreography, and it's been a complete blast.
Yeah. I've always wondered about that. I'm a singer and an actress, not so much a dancer. I'm sort of a singer that moves well in general, but not a dancer. I've always wondered about how you come up with choreography. How do you sit down and create choreography?
Mm-hmm. Well, this music is really helpful. It's all these classic Gershwin tunes. The arrangements are so fantastic. David Chase did the original arrangements on Broadway. It kind of naturally moves your body, right? Mm. It's hard to sit still to these tunes. So I let the music sometimes drive my inspiration, and that's often my way into like the first steps or the tone of a piece of choreography, or the style of the choreography is really informed by the music as well as the story. There's always a story behind the choreography as well. What story are we trying to tell? How are we going to do that through movement? And frankly, it's sometimes trial and error. What
works?
You know, I'll come up with something, and then maybe I'll come up with something better and throw out the original idea.
Mm-hmm. And two other questions along that line. I was going to ask you, does it sometimes change, morph as you go through the rehearsal process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I'll start with an idea, and I'll bring it to the rehearsal process, into the studio. I'll work it with the actors, but then their bodies may move a more specific way that is slightly different from what I came up with. And that's fantastic. Or together we'll find like a new rhythm instead of, because there's tap in this too, right? So that's very rhythmic. So sometimes we get in there and we start moving all these bodies around, and we realize, oh no, this would be better if we change that rhythm completely. And so it definitely evolves. I like to bring a plan to the room, but then and keep it alive so that the actors can really put their stamp on it as well and own the choreography and the staging, and it's got to feel good to them too.
That you just answered my next question. Does it sometimes change based on the actors you have and their abilities and their strengths to put this all together?
And their ideas. Mm-hmm. Actors bring ideas to the room as well. They're creative beings too. So I like to leave space for that. When they have an idea, and my favorite thing to say is, okay, let's try it. You know, let's see how that feels. Let's see where that takes us.
Yeah.
And so it's a very, it's very organic in the room.
And I'm looking at your bio. You're a teaching associate professor, University of Utah Musical Theater Program. Tell me about the differences. I mean, there's the differences between directing and teaching.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie, just to correct the record, I'm assistant professor of musical theater. I don't want anyone to hear this and think the wrong thing.
Okay.
But sorry about that. But yeah, it is very different, but surprisingly very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's different in that I'm working with college age students at the University of Utah, but they are aspiring to do what I'm doing here with these actors at CV Rep, and so. In the classroom, we'll talk about a lot of times the basics of the kind of work you have to do as an actor that often you have to do on your own. So mm-hmm. we get to spend time in the classroom talking about motivation right. and tactics and obstacles and perspective on the text and those kinds of things. And we practice and practice and practice getting used to defining those things as actors. I really guide them along that path. But then when you come to a professional setting like CD Rep, there's not time for the director to do that with you.
Right.
So as an actor, you have to have those skills and that knowledge so that at night when you're working on your script, you're figuring out your motivation, you're figuring out your tactic shifts, you're figuring out the obstacles and the perspective that you have as the character and what it feels like. And you know, sometimes also your journey or your arc as the character as well. Hopefully your director will also have a sense of that and you'll get to discuss it and stuff. But there's a lot of homework
right.
that you do as a professional that mm-hmm. you don't get, you know, you don't have as much time or direction on some of those things when you're on a pretty tight production schedule.
Right. So Nice Work, if you can get it, April 10th through the 21st at CV Rep. I'm going to be there opening night. I'm actually reviewing this for CV Independent. I'm really excited about
that. Oh my gosh,
you're
kidding.
Well, David, thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you so much. Great chatting with you. And I think it's going to be a fabulous show. And welcome to CV Rep in Palm Springs. Hopefully this will not be your last show there.
I hope you're right. Bonnie, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right, David Eggers, thank you. And we'll see the rest of you next time on The Desert Scene.
This program was produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System.